Welcome to the Unbothered Moms, where we are shifting our perspectives and letting shit go. I'm Bridget.
I'm Kat.
And today we are going to talk about getting older.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. Some people love it. Some people hate it. And some people maybe are kind of like, just go with the flow.
Yeah.
Where do you fall?
I like it for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like just how the wisdom I've gained over the years.
Oh, wow.
You know, like, you couldn't ask me to be back in my 20s. Heck no.
Really?
No.
For nothing?
No. Mm-mm. I feel way better in my 30s, and I'm on the other side to 40 now. 36. And I also feel, I mean, this might sound bad, but, like, more attractive the older I get.
Interesting.
Also the work that I've been getting. But I just feel like I'm aging pretty well.
Okay.
Like, physically.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I would agree.
Like, I feel pretty good besides my intestines.
That makes two of us.
Literally, guys, this is embarrassing. So we went out for Bridget's birthday last night.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy belated.
Thank you.
We split nachos.
Which is like a basic chicken nachos. There's nothing crazy on there except for mass amounts of cheese.
Yeah.
God bless you.
So we split nachos, and I'm like a nacho whore. I love nachos. Get them anywhere. And a Reuben sandwich.
Just yeah.
Put that out there. Same. Nachos and a couple beers. She texted me last night. She's like, my stomach is rocked. I'm like, girl, me too.
Yeah. It was probably like 30 minutes after getting home. And I was just like, it was like.
Oh, I was a gassy bee. My stomach was like, rah.
See, mine, I just totally passed. Didn't pass gas. I passed that stage and just went straight for the bathroom. I was like, this is not good.
Yeah.
It, you feel it brewing and then you feel it like, oh.
You got to run.
Like, it's one of those things, like, if you do fart, like, it's not going to be a fart. You know what I mean?
Sharded.
Yeah. But, like.
The full shebang.
Yeah. Literally.
So, guys, you're gonna get real stuff with us. That's why, like, we don't hold back. We
unfortunately
are females and we talk a lot.
Yeah, but like, that's, it's such a bummer because I love nachos, love chicken nachos, like a loaded nacho. I love beer, and I used to be able to eat that all the time, all the time.
Yep,
and now I got to really be picky and choosy of when and like what the plans are afterwards.
Yeah, you're like,
date, I could never. You're
like, I'll have this salad and the glass of wine.
Yeah. Or chicken fingers are always safe.
Really?
Chicken fingers.
Even if they're like breaded?
Yeah.
That doesn't bother you?
Chicken
like fried?
Fingers.
Anything fried lately.
I don't know what
just...
it was. And then I guess, I don't know. Maybe it was the nacho beer combo.
I don't know, but. I mean, right. I'll still do it.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
Oh, yeah. It's not
going
to stop me. I just got to plan ahead a little bit, you know?
You're like, make sure I'll be at my house.
Yeah.
With no
or
one there.
Or your house.
Or my house. You can blow up my bathroom. That's fine. Like, are you okay?
Yeah. But beer recently has been just like not my friend.
I love beer so much, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it messes with me.
Yeah.
I'm like belching like a dude.
Yeah.
Ah.
You know, it's as much as I hate to say it, now I kind of understand why, like, older men just drink light beer and take shots at the bar, is that the light beer doesn't really do that to me. It's like,
no,
the,
it doesn't.
It's like the
IPAs,
heavier, that, yes,
heavier
the good
ABV,
ones.
The good ones.
It's a bummer.
In both ways.
Yeah. 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 But, like, a martini would never do that to
never.
Me.
Never. No, it would just get me fucked up.
A wine would never do that to me.
Oh, see, wine just gives me roaring headaches. Like, the most insane headaches in the world.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's why I don't drink it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. But I also don't know my limit, so.
Well, I think we found the culprit.
Mm.
Knowing your limit is really a key to life, which is probably a lesson that I've learned. Do I listen to it all the time?
No.
But I know about it.
You at least know. So if you wanted to be responsible, you know.
Yeah.
And if not, you could just throw it out the window and pick it back up another
time.
Right.
Or like pizza. Like, I love food. That's why I'm overweight. And it's like, I could eat less. I could stop.
But why?
For what?
For what?
Life's too short.
Mm-mm.
Get the elastic waistband.
Yeah. A little stretch here and
there.
Yeah. We're fine.
It's fine.
It's fine. We're good. who just have stomach problems.
Major stomach issues.
Yeah. So that's one thing with getting older that we talked about today. And we're
You know what else? What? I can't eat like real ice cream anymore either.
Oh, yeah. She's like becoming a lactose girly, which is maybe the cheese on the nachos.
Yeah.
Although.
But like ice cream, it's like instant.
It's instant. Your stomach is done.
Yeah. But like frozen yogurt is fine.
So, okay. There's something.
There's something there.
All right. We're gonna circle back to that.
Ew.
I know.
It's okay.
You have glitter on your face. I got her a glitter card because she loves glitter. And yeah, it's gold. It's literally on the tip of your nose.
It's cute.
It took me a lot to spend that money on a glitter card.
I was so excited,
though. And when I opened it, it was glitter all over my counter.
All over.
And then all over me. Yep. And I was like, this is why I hate glitter cards.
It's just like a little bit of happiness that you sprinkle throughout your house, and you'll see it and you'll be like, oh, Bridget.
True. Be like, that bitch's card. Let's be real. Stomach issues. What about, like, have you noticed anything with, like, your skin changing as you get older?
Yeah. What? One, it's gotten a little drier, which is annoying.
Which associates to the downtown. I mean, no issues yet, but everything dries up.
What are we talking
downtown
about?
Your skin? I'm saying skin.
Yeah.
But like as you get older, everything dries.
Oh.
We're not there yet, but like how rude.
I didn't know. I was confused.
It's fine.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. I mean, there's supplements for that. Mm-hmm. If we want to call lube a supplement, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, my skin's gotten drier, which means I don't know what kind of makeup or lotions to use because what I used in my 20s and even early 30s is like
not working.
So that's annoying because you finally find something and your skin's like, JK, LOL. We're
switching up.
Yeah. So that's annoying. And then obviously wrinkles, fine lines. My lips have gotten smaller, which apparently is normal. But also annoying.
It's fine. We know someone for that.
And that's why I get filler and Botox.
Guys, look
and
it.
And people are like, you don't need it. I'm like, you literally don't know me without it. So shut up.
I know. That's the funniest thing. When people are like, you don't need it, or they have these, like, it's going to mess with you. And I'm like, how do I look? And they're like, you look great. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. And it's like it's been around for so long now.
So long. There's no side effects. If you go to the right person, like you're fine.
I mean, there's definitely people that do it well and people that do it
you have poorly to go to the right person.
Or they do it too much.
Yeah.
Like the lips that look like hot dogs. Oh, disgusting.
Listen, if you're
how do you even talk?
You need to go to a provider who makes you look like yourself and just amps it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Like they hydrate you. You know, your lips, they fill them just to hydrate them a little bit and fill them out. Botox is just, you know, preventative. Like, guys, I got Botox last week. I got Dysport. I did Dysport. I've been doing Dysport.
Is it the same kind of thing?
Same thing, but, like, different.
Same, but different.
I am so stiff right now. I love it.
Was that you trying to move your eyebrows?
I can't. I know.
So jealous.
And like my crow's feet.
See, I can move.
And that's all I do is my forehead in here and then a little on the crow's feet. And I'll go back in like 4 months.
Squint your eyes.
What do you mean?
Like. Wow.
Yeah. But yeah. So it doesn't have to be insane. But I would tell the younger me to have gotten Botox earlier.
I know. The amount of times that she's looked at her wedding pictures and said, I should have had Botox. Look at all those wrinkles. I'm like, first of all, barely.
But in my forehead, I had like three. Like,
they're just.
And makeup, it just sits in them. And I'm like, I just didn't really know.
Nobody talked about
it. Except that, like, I could do it at that age and not be like a mess. Because so many people would just associate, it was taboo. We've talked about this before.
Yeah, it was
taboo. Everyone thought that like you would look like a weird person and not like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? I'm aging like fine wine. Thank you to Botox. Thank you to filler. Thank you to all of these lotions.
I know.
And my Stanley cup with all this water.
The roll. Oh, Stanley cup though with the straw gives you lip.
It does. Mm-hmm.
And then those are actually really hard to get rid of.
I know.
Laura just told me that because everybody we play field hockey on Sundays. And everybody has like their freaking Stanley like knockoff with their straw. And she goes, I don't know why they're so big. I'm like, they're like trendy. She goes, everybody's going to have lip wrinkles. And those are really hard to get rid of. And I was like,
I know. But that's, see, Starbucks is like, don't get lip wrinkles. We're going to give you a cup that you can drink from.
Save the turtles and don't get lip wrinkles.
But also it's a plastic cup.
Yeah, but isn't it all about the... I don't fucking
know.
I think somebody said once it's because of turtles, and I just fucking took
straws,
it for what it was.
I think they like end up like eating,
snorting cocaine through them.
I don't know. But this is single-use plastic, which is terrible for the earth.
Yeah.
Which
did you also notice on the Starbucks order my name?
Bright.
I said they're like. First of all, they never usually.
Her name says Bright.
Bright.
Oh, you walked in and brightened their life.
I didn't. I drove through the drive-thru.
Okay.
But my shining personality must have really came through the speaker.
It blinded them.
They asked me, they're like, what name should I put on the order? I said, Bridget. Great. Bright.
Bright. Hey, I would take that. At least it didn't say
dark. I don't
dark.
Hate it. Yeah. I don't hate it.
This dark soul's coming dark through soul. The drive-thru.
I mean, I am in all black. I just love the color black.
Black is good.
Yeah.
I'm in green, which does not work with the background, but we're fine, people.
Yeah, it's all good.
Skin changing. Yep.
Skin changing is terrible.
Yeah. I'm dry all the time, too.
I also have skin tags in places I never wanted them.
Okay.
On my armpits.
Yeah.
Between my legs. I'm like, these are not fun.
No. And that just happens.
There's yeah, nothing.
You
have to
start
get them
growing things.
You have to get them frozen off.
Instead of growing babies, we're growing skin tags,
yeah.
Moles, everything.
Yeah, moles.
The mole on my back came back. Remember when they cut it off last year? My favorite mole in the world. I was so upset about it. Remember that?
What do you call
my
it?
My Marilyn mole. And it was like down, like on the side of my back. And it's just like, I felt like, yeah, it was one of those like cute moles. Cut it off. Came back non-cancerous. So I was like, you cut it off for nothing.
So she was pissed.
And now this bitch is growing back.
How does that even work?
And I went for my recent like body scan because, you know, when you get older, you have to do a skin check.
Mm.
So I went for that. Nothing like standing completely naked while they check your whole body.
With like fucking like tweezers
and I'm
all
like,
types
whatever.
Of stuff.
And I'm like, this one kind of bothers me. And she's like, oh, it's growing back. And I'm like, okay. That's weird. She's
wait,
like,
it bothers you?
It feels like sensitive.
Tender?
Tender.
Mm.
Yeah, because it's mad. It's like, you cut me
it's
off for
mad.
Nothing.
It's coming back with a vengeance.
But it doesn't look the same, so now I don't even want it.
Oh.
I'm like, can you just have scarred up and leave me alone?
Wait, what do you mean it doesn't look this?
It's not like
the shape?
It's like, it's not dark. It's not like a...
Oh, it's like light brown.
I have a mole under here.
Yeah.
It's like a light... Here, look at it. See? Oh, it's weird.
It's like the color of your skin.
Yes, it's weird. So I'm like, what are you there for?
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Weird. So I don't know if it's gonna change color and be like, bitch, I'm back.
Yeah.
Or if it's just gonna stay like
be
that.
Like incognito and just like raised skin.
She's like, I'm here. I'm just different.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that could happen. So things as you get older.
Oh, and I have more cysts. I'm very cysty.
She's a cysty girl.
So I have a cyst right here on my... Can you see it?
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah, it's gross. I have 12 on my head. All different sizes.
And they're just... Is a cyst just liquid?
No, it's actually like cartilage, I think.
Okay.
It's disturbing.
Okay.
But yeah, I have a lot of them.
Cysty gal.
Yeah. I need to get a couple removed so I can part my hair in the middle like the cool kids. Because I can't right now. Because there's
okay.
like a
there's a sick unicorn bump.
Yeah, my unicorn bump. I used to, this is probably karma, but my brother also had a couple, not as many as me, but he had one like right in the center and I just used to tell him it was a unicorn bump. Then he got it removed and then I think karma got me, and now I have 12.
Now you have them.
He has a nice bald head.
I was gonna say, did he have a bald head when he had one?
It was starting to bald, but he would just like shave it.
Okay.
And then they just got it removed,
and then it was fine.
That's
fine.
Right,
and now you're the sissy gal. That's what you get.
Yeah. That's what you get for making fun of your siblings. Sissy sister. Yeah. Good times.
Good times.
So just, you know, inflammation.
Yep.
Everywhere.
Everywhere, guys. But you know what is funny? Or what kind of hits home for me is like my parents being older, raising us and going through this shit. And I used to be like, oh, your back hurts.
Yeah.
Like making fun of them. And now I'm getting old.
I know.
Everything, like, I wake up and I'm like, everything cracks. And I'm like, we're supposed to raise kids feeling like this?
Yeah.
It's only going to get worse.
It's going to get worse.
And kids are going to get feistier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I see, like, some bending dad shoes in my near future. I'm just going to give up everything. Get some dad shoes.
No, they have good ones now.
Okay. Some
more supportive
white
ones.
White New Balance ones.
If you ever, I know even some of them are, they're coming back. They're no. Don't do that. Just like gauchos are apparently coming back.
What the hell are gauchos?
Those like capri length pants that are wide leg.
Oh. Okay.
Don't do it, people. It's not a good
gauchos.
Look. They're comfy. They're versatile.
Maybe
but
get
just
them for
no.
bedtime.
For what? Wear shorts or wear pants? Or nothing.
Don't own shorts.
You don't?
I will never wear a pair of shorts in my entire life.
Mm.
Don't wear them. Mm-mm. Because actually, coming on to this, I have so many vein problems.
Oh, yeah.
I have
yeah.
vein disease. Isn't that weird, guys? Mm-hmm. Advanced vein disease when I was 29. Was I 29?
How'd you even find out
or
about
28?
That?
I had one vein on my calf that, like, this is when skinny jeans were in. I would wear skinny jeans and, like, the jeans would irritate that one vein.
And was it like protruding from your skin?
It was a little bit. Like, you could see it. It was, like, blue. You can see it. It was a little raised. But, like, whenever I'd wear skinny jeans, it would just irritate me. And Vein Clinics of America was across the street in the city from my work. So I was like, you know what? So I popped in one day during lunch, and I was like, can I make a consultation? Took me in, did a free consultation. They scan your legs.
Like a CAT scan machine?
Like an ultrasound.
Interesting.
And it's insane. But it checks to see how the blood is moving within your veins. Okay, because your blood goes down, it circles back up.
Right.
And they had this chart with like two legs drawn, like that they just fill in.
Mm-hmm.
The whole fucking thing was red. And red meant bad.
Of so, your one leg?
Both legs. They did both.
Both legs?
Both legs. Okay, I was 28. And I'm like,
what?
And they're like, girlfriend, you have severe vein disease. And I was like, what do you mean? What does that mean?
That's crazy.
And they're like, your blood is not flowing nearly. They're like, are your feet cold sometimes? Like, do you have restless leg syndrome? Like, asking me all this stuff. And like, as they're asking me, I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And they're like, is this run in your family? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I have no idea. So they set me up for like an appointment following. And I get home. I call my parents. I'm like, which one of you fuckers gave me advanced vein disease? Where are the genetics coming from? And my dad's like, oh, your grandmother had terrible veins. She had spider veins all over her body, like blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, cool. So.
I thought spider veins were just like if you cross your legs too much.
I mean, listen.
I mean,
it all depends
I don't
on the person.
I don't know shit.
But some of it is actually related and super bad for you. So they had told me if I were to have gotten pregnant prior to all my procedures, I would have been on bed rest like immediately because your blood doubles,
oh, no.
like or triples, whatever it is in your
would
body.
Would your legs have like swollen up or something?
It just, I wouldn't have had the circulation that I needed.
Interesting.
Insane. Insane. So I ended up getting procedures.
Wow.
And they like go in there with it's crazy. So they go in your groin. So for the big, like huge
are you
veins.
You're under?
No. You're awake.
You're awake.
Mm-hmm. So it's insane. They go in your
local
groin.
Local anesthetics?
Nothing.
Hmm.
Mm-mm. Okay. And they have like a laser that they turn on once they're in your vein. turn it on and slowly pull it down and basically burn the entire vein. And your body like absorbs it and it goes away. Mm-hmm. And then the healthy veins take on the blood from the bad ones. It's insane.
What?
And then, yeah. So I actually went last year for like follow-ups. They say to go just every year, get a scan and see. But I still have a ton of like visible veins in my legs. I'm just a veiny gal. So you will not catch me in shorts. I'll wear sundresses. Hmm. I'll wear pants.
They
but it's
have
just not
leg
for me.
Makeup. They do.
No,
same.
These legs aren't worth looking at.
Oh, yes, they
oh,
are.
Oh, no, it's fine. I have other parts of my body that are quite snazzy.
Like your back mole.
My back mole. Mm-hmm. So listen, show off what makes you feel good. And my legs need to be hidden. And also they need sun. But
oh
anyways,
my God,
people,
I know.
If you have weird veins or if your legs feel certain ways, go get a free consultation.
Well, now I feel like I just want to go get one just to see
it's
what's up.
It's free consultation. And they literally, so they'll squeeze your leg and measure how the blood goes.
Oh.
And it should go up and down. And mine was like. It's insane.
Have you seen kind of similar related where you put like cuts of potatoes in your socks?
And it takes the toxin out of your feet.
Is that real?
I don't believe it.
I want
to
try
I'm like,
it.
I feel like your feet are just reacting to the potato, like something in your feet to turn it black. You know what? I don't know.
I want to try it.
Do it.
Yeah, I can. Okay. I'll report
She's
back.
She's going to come in with her black potato and be like, this was the toxin.
This is what
in
I'm
going
to do. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to put one in my sock and then I'm going to put one in another in like a similar sock or same sock all in the same room just for like a controlled experiment. Mm-hmm. And then see what happens, because some people are like, oh, well, if you leave a potato out it gets like dark. Fair. I don't know, I'm curious about that. And onions apparently too help with like, it's like a natural remedy.
I've seen that. Mm-hmm. All right.
Maybe that will help with my congestion. I'm always congested.
An onion. We'll
maybe I'll put a potato in one foot and an onion in another foot and just wake up a brand new person.
Okay, make sure you don't have any dates.
Dates.
You smell like potatoes and onions.
I mean, maybe they're into that. A nice
whole pot roast.
A nice Irishman. We all know I love a nice Irishman.
Not
no.
even close.
Oh my God.
Okay. That was good.
Well,
what about dating when you're older?
Oh.
How's that going?
You know, it's going.
Are you able to be more like transparent and open? Like, hey, not working? Like, with your wisdom and age, and you just don't want to waste your time?
I mean, yeah. But I feel like that is not everybody. So I feel like I've said this before, but I feel like I'm at an advantage where I've been married, I have a kid. I'm not racing. I don't want any more kids. I'm not racing against like a biological clock.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's like I'm very open to being fully who I am, the weirdness and everything. Like, I will show you my crystal collection and you can stick around and learn more about the crystals, or you can get hexed and leave. Just kidding.
Voodoo
but
doll.
For me, that's like, there's no point for me to pretend I'm somebody who I'm not to attract the ultimately wrong kind of person.
I love that.
And then if it's not working, like, I'll tell you, it's not working. Sometimes it might be hard. Like, I've had like break up with people that
literally no.
What?
When you were like, so I like envy this part of you because this is who I want to be. I want to be more upfront. But the fact that you were like, this isn't working for me, like dating wise, blah, blah, blah. But also I don't even really see us being friends.
Oh.
I love that because you just didn't feel like
that
they
was...
were meant to be in your space and you were honest.
Yeah, that was a hard conversation.
And that was hard. I remember you saying
so it. Awkward. I FaceTimed Kat immediately after.
And I was like, you said what?
Yeah.
I would have been like, we can be friends.
No.
And like slowly disappear.
Yeah, no.
I
would have no parts.
I'm so proud of you.
I was nervous. I don't even get nervous.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's really hard to be like, I don't see us going anywhere dating wise. But then also.
As friends.
As friends.
Because I've remained friends with some people that I've gone like one date, two dates, even like a couple months dating.
Yeah.
Still remain friends. But it was hard to even break up those because like they're good people. But it's like what you're able to give me is not what I'm looking for.
Bang, bang. Chicky, chicky. Look at that. She knows what she wants.
Yeah. So it's like,
that comes with age.
Yeah, it does. So it's like, there's no point, even though like you're a good person, you mean well, we work well together when we're together. Like, there's certain things that I'm not getting from you. So it just doesn't make sense to keep doing this.
I'm so proud of you.
But if you want to take me out to eat, get me flowers, I'm here for it.
Yep. And I'm here for the stories.
I think that's the funny part, like, too.
I'm like,
it's like most
me.
Of my friends are married or in long-term relationships, and they're like living by, they're like, what, so what's new with dating, like what's going on? I'm like, literally nothing exciting.
Well, I think the thing that it, why it's like we're interested and excited to like hear is, yeah, because like you said, we're all in long-term relationships,
right,
or marriage or whatever, and like we didn't have to date,
no,
in our 30s.
It's different, especially, you know, with a kid.
Yeah, well,
that's,
I think the kid
too.
Thing immediately knocks out some potential suitors, because
for sure
people are like, oh no kid, and it's like, no, this is actually better because I don't want your spermies,
right? Yeah. There's a lot of people out there that are like really pressed to like find somebody, settle down, get pregnant, have kids, and some guys are just like, whoa, like it's a first date, like why are you asking like, mm-hmm, what my family plans are, or like what my genetic lineage is?
But that
and people do that, which, okay, totally
but
desperate.
Also sucks to get older as a woman to,
yes,
want to have children. Like we said last time, I'm geriatric now.
Yeah. I have a couple of friends that have wanted to freeze eggs just in case.
And it's like,
which is a great option.
Men don't have that time crunch.
No.
You know, so I think as you get older as a woman, even if you don't have, you know, someone that you're in love with, you're like, I, at this point, I'll just like have a baby with someone I like.
Yeah.
And that sucks.
I mean, I also think, now this is going to probably be a hot take, but if you want a kid, mm-hmm, but you're not in a relationship, and maybe you don't want to be in a long-term relationship, and you also don't want to pay the money for like IVF, a one-night stand at a bar where like there's no ties?
I don't know. No.
No?
Well, first off, you'd have to track your ovulation to make sure that works.
Yeah, I mean,
You have to know.
Yeah,
if you're trying to have a baby, you'd have to be like, yo, I'm ovulating, let me go to the bar. No, eventually you're going to want to like, no.
I don't know.
I'd rather do a turkey baster and buy some sperm offline.
That seems way riskier. Buy it offline?
Listen, just get a loan.
So on Amazon?
And go and get sperm somewhere from like an actual IVF place.
I mean, yeah. That's,
just to pick it out of a, yeah, book, you know where you're getting.
Yeah.
One night stand, you still don't know where you're getting.
You
they
don't.
Might look normal, but have psychopath in them.
Or genetics. Like, I'm a carrier for cystic fibrosis.
Yeah, that's scary.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's that.
Guys, getting older
that was
great.
Okay. I take that back. Don't do that. That's a bad idea. Good thing we only have 5 listeners, so nobody will take this advice.
Don't take this advice.
I have a lawsuit in my hands.
I know, literally. They're like, well, Bridget from the Unbothered Moms said to just have a one-night stand to have a baby, and now my baby has X, Y, and Z issues.
Yeah, like, oh.
And she's like, sorry.
They send you a Starbucks gift card?
Yeah. I have some points on my Starbucks app I can give
I do.
You. I'll pass them over.
That's the best thing. I was telling you, so going off dating in your 30s, single girl to the max on my birthday, the first person to wish me happy birthday in person was the Starbucks barista. And they were so kind about it. And it really made my day.
Because they had to be kind.
Maybe they wanted to.
Okay.
They're like, oh my God, it's your birthday. Happy birthday. I was like, thank you.
It would have been nice if they're like, your drink's free.
It is.
It was free?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know that. I don't have the app.
Gotta get the app,
that's
girl.
Amazing. No, there's too many apps for everything now.
Free drink from Starbucks on your birthday.
And half price wings yesterday because you downloaded the app.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not doing the app.
Oh, I forgot we have wings in the fridge.
Yep. Dinner.
Yeah.
Dinner for you.
Did you see that though? Izzy takes 1 or 2 bites of a hot wing. She thinks she flexes so hard that she eats hot wings. Like that is like her new identity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I'm only 6 and I can have hot wings. Like, okay, relax. They're mild at best. Then we get an order of 10 because she's gung-ho, been talking about it for 48 hours. takes one bite out of one, two bites out of the other, and then she's done.
And then she's done.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is stupid.
Was that a great way to ring in your birthday?
It was different.
So it was me and Bridget different. And our three children having dinner.
Yes.
And it was chaotic. There were lots of bathroom trips.
Lots of bathroom trips. A lot of long bathroom trips. There was dancing bench.
I almost sent a search party for you. Knox, the two like, of them. What is taking them so long?
Oh my God.
And I was
know.
Like, I don't even want to know. I'm just going to chill here in the quiet.
They're telling stories to each other, giggling, mm-hmm. laughing.
Yeah, our daughters together are just redonkulous.
They feed off each other.
They do.
And
they were
funniest
dancing
way,
yesterday.
Oh, yeah, dancing. Then your son was like, you're not supposed to dance. I'm like, it's.
And that's usually Izzy.
Oh,
Izzy's
yeah.
Usually the
She's
one,
the rule follower.
The rule follower being like, don't do that. But Knox is like, you're not supposed to. He was just jealous that he wasn't dancing.
He wasn't vibing. When it comes to music and dancing,
there's no rules.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Well, happy birthday, baby.
Thanks. 34.
Coming off of 34, let's talk about death.
Cool. Cool transition. Death.
Yeah.
What about it? What do you want to talk about?
Just like getting older. Oh, we've had that bug in here forever. Do you see that?
Dude, there's like three. These plants. That's why you're like, I'm going to bring more plants. And I'm like.
I want it to be a jungle in here, honestly.
Yeah, well, I don't fuck
okay,
with
death.
Jungle
so,
animals.
Last week, one of the partners within my firm unexpectedly passed away. And it's like someone I've worked with. And it just kind of, like, we got an email throughout the company explaining what happened and you know and I was like what, and it made me sick to my stomach. Like it made me feel sick. I couldn't work for the rest of the day because I'm
Why?
Just like, she just dropped it. And granted, she was like 70.
Yeah,
partners work really long times in firms because it's like they make a lot of money and they can do it while they're sleeping, like their work.
Yeah,
you know, so that's why like she's still working at 70.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, she was actually so well known like within the retail and fashion world within our company, like fashion magazines and stuff put up articles already about her passing.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah, she was like a fancy. I actually worked on a search for her for like a medical device company where they did lasers and stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah, that was a cool
okay
search. That was a cool search. But it just hit me to where I was like, man, anytime, you know, like
mm-hmm.
you could tomorrow just drop dead, like you know, any of us.
Yeah,
and it's just so important to just really try to be happy. And I feel like I've been just stuck in a place to where I'm just not, and not even like I'm not like super unhappy, but there's mm-hmm. like aspects of my life that like I need to change and things that I could do to make myself happier,
mm-hmm.
but that may make other people unhappier.
Mm-hmm.
So I think life is just all about like giving and taking, and sometimes I give too much and I want to fucking take it back.
Okay. I love that for you.
But death, it's weird.
On the way here, I don't know which way you came, but on the way here there was like a bunch of ambulances and police cars, and I was like, oh no, like it's raining. So I was like, okay, like maybe like a little bit of a car accident. You know what was on the side of the road?
A deer.
No, a bicycle. I know.
Wait, someone got hit on a bicycle?
I guess. I don't know.
Oof. Oof.
But that was like a reality check. I was like, holy
anytime, man.
Shit. Yeah.
Cash that check anytime.
What?
Cash that check.
What's that mean?
Die.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I thought you meant like go out and spend your money.
No. Your check is going to be cashed.
Cash that check.
Yeah. And actually yesterday we had a Zoom call.
Mm-hmm.
Firm-wide, and so meant to remember this person and to say share stories.
Oh,
and
that's
stuff.
Nice.
And I mean, we've had people pass away within the firm before. Never has this been a Zoom call,
right?
And so many people joined, and I'm like, wow, she was so impactful, you know. Like, and I said to Bridget earlier, I'm like, would there be a Zoom call for me? Or they just be like, well, cat's a goner. Who wants to take over? Who searches? Who has capacity? You never know. You
yeah.
hope to be one of those people that, you know, resonate with other people and
make
you know,
an impact.
Make
and
an impact
and
that you matter. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't know her super well. I knew her work-wise. But the few times, like, or the times we worked together and the times that we chatted, she was just a light. Like, she was so bright. And I'm like, and you felt cared for.
Yeah.
So, like, I just hope that there's a Zoom call for me one day.
Aww.
Even if it was just me and our five listeners.
Oh, Zoom call for Kat. Okay. I can commit to that.
Can you commit to that?
Yeah.
How do you feel about death? What do you think?
I was always fine with it until I had a kid. And then I'm like, I don't want to die because I want to witness what she's going to do in life and be there for her. Mm-hmm. But in my 20s, I was like, I've lived a good life. Mm-hmm. If I go, I go.
Yeah.
And that was like a really freeing feeling almost.
Yeah.
But yeah, having a kid definitely changed that.
Yep.
I'd prefer not to die.
Yeah. Getting older with kids is hard.
Yeah.
You want to be there. You want to see everything. You see how they're changing and how they need you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, it stresses me out. I need a drink.
It's a Celsius. Let's all be very clear on that. spinning topic thunder.
Wait.
What?
It's my turn.
You just went.
You did pizza last week, didn't you?
No.
What did I do? I don't even recall. I went last week.
It was a Greek salad.
Okay. All right. We're spinning.
But if you want to go again, you can go again.
No,
it's
thank
fine.
You.
I don't even want to go anymore.
Me. No. Yeah.
Just kidding. That looks like it's straight up on the line.
All right. Do it one more time.
Ow. Flicking. Okay.
Fantasy or dream?
She just changed it.
No, we did mood changer last time. You said you were reading more.
I don't remember that.
We did.
Okay.
So fantasy or dream?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So. How do I want to make this?
I don't know.
Okay. You know what?
What?
If you could pick any type of, dream. If you could live anywhere, mm-hmm. where would you live? What type of house would you have? Like, what's your dream living scenario if you had one?
Okay. Do I still have to work?
No. This is just like, where would you live?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of house would you have? Like, if you could live somewhere.
Yeah.
Where would you live?
Great question. So I would live.
Great question.
I would live close to the equator. What? I would live close to the equator. I'd live closer to the equator. I would be in a warm spot. I would have enough land and enough money to be able to purchase my friends' houses so they could live close to me as well.
Close to the equator as well.
Close to the equator as well. We would all be using SPF. Don't worry. And I would live like by the water.
What kind of house do you want?
Just a normal basic rancher.
A rancher. Okay.
A rancher with a big, big porch,
mm-hmm.
With rocking chairs and a hammock. And I would also like to have a motorcycle, but the one with the three wheels, because I don't trust myself to balance well on them,
mm-hmm.
As well as a small SUV.
I love it. Okay.
And a gardener.
I guess I'm coming to the equator.
Yep.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, I didn't.
You said friends.
Just kidding.
Rude.
Yes, you can come.
All right.
With your family.
Dream location, dream house. You heard it here.
Close to the equator. But like, it doesn't matter country-wise. I don't care. I just want to be closer to the equator because this shit is not
it. Well, you should worry country-wise because like, you never know what's happening. All right, let's talk about our unbothered baddie.
Let's do it.
Guys. So as we're talking about like aging and stuff like that, one person who we find is just gorgeous, has aged so well.
Timeless,
has done work, but looks minimal.
Yes. We're not going to be in denial about that.
Aniston.
Mm.
Ugh.
Rachel.
Rachel, if you will. She is just timeless, like you said.
Yeah.
And she looks so good. She's aging so great. Isn't she like 60? Older than that?
No, I think she's probably like late 50s, 60s.
She has to be 60. I'm going to look her up.
But yeah, I mean, even though she's age, she's obviously had work done in some capacity, even if it's denial. It's like, well, you can only deny so far. But she still looks great.
Oh, she's 55.
Yeah.
1969.
She looks fabulous.
She looks so good. She literally looks still
like Rachel.
Her hair's
healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Not brittle.
She drinks a lot of water. She works out. She's kind of who I wish I was.
Do you think she really uses Aveeno? I really don't think she does.
No. None of these people who put these things online and like oh, I'm a CoverGirls sponsor. None of these people are using those products because guess what?
What?
They have people who come in and do their makeup, do their facials, do all this stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. And I guess what? Their esthetician is like, you are not using that.
I don't even like Aveeno. I've tried to like it because of Jennifer Aniston.
I use the lotion, like sometimes the body lotion with like my tint drops.
Oh,
it's thick.
See, the one I get is thin and I don't like it.
Mm. Thick.
Thick. Everything we like is thick.
Jennifer Aniston, we love you.
We love you. We know you're going to see this. Unbothered baddie.
Unbothered baddie. Guys, this is our getting older episode, and we are getting older with you because this is going to be our 29th episode. Isn't that insane?
Oh my God, we're in our late 20s.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's exciting.
That is exciting.
Look where we've come.
How far?
How far? That is all, folks. I'm too old to be talking for more than 40 minutes. My throat is dry.
Nobody wants to hear this anyway.
No one wants to hear it. So thank you for tuning in. You can catch all the behind-the-scenes content at The Unbothered Moms on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram. Watch, follow, like, subscribe, share with your friends. We will catch you next week.
See ya. Bye.